and didn't turn it on. You see, where the big red light is? The four footer? You turn that on, and then Radio Vermont.
You sound like you're in a world. You sound like you're in a cave again.
His mic may be turned down.
Wait a minute. Oh, don't start doing that again.
No, I'm still working on it.
He's going to go in there and help you.
There you go.
Thank you very much. How do you do?
You want to shut the other one off now? The other mic off?
Which other mic?
The one over there that you're... Whatever mic that you're not using.
Yes, yeah.
Have you shut it off? Okay. Well, good morning, dumpsters. This is Jack Dunneman. Mr. Squire is with us this morning.
I got them both on.
Oh, boy. We already have stereo. We don't need you helping. So, go ahead.
Well, what a week this has been.
Yes, it has.
You heard the big news.
Are you talking about the president now?
Yes. I got a call yesterday morning, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter.
Okay.
Excited. Seemingly happy. She said, at last, there's a breakthrough. I said, what have we broken into? And she said, well, you heard what happened down there in around Washington. And I said, well, yeah, I did. And she said, well, that's the happening. You see, finally, he's got the virus, and they're talking about it. And you know what that means? I said, yeah, it means that he's sick, and we've got to be respectful. And she said, no. It means that we'll have several thousand people that won't die. Because now they'll pay attention. If it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone. Well, you see, that's the kind of common thinking around WDEV you get in all generations. She said, no. You know, as long as he went running around, going from place to place, time after time, and talking about the... hold on, I got to get it off my nose here. My mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we needed to put us in the mode for what we need to get done.
Well, we'll all be paying attention now, won't we?
Yeah, won't we?
Yes.
Thank you, AJ. It's hard keeping up with the children, you know. Yeah. Well.
Dumpsh, on the program this morning.
What?
Well, when you said there was the big news, and we got a propane cook stove plus heater in the same unit. Old-fashioned one.
What the heck is that?
Well, I thought that was the big news.
Okay. You didn't know the big news.
I thought that was the one that blew up from Hardwick, and they found it in Wolcott.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another great show this morning, by the way.
We had great folks. Yep. We had a lot.
Well, I haven't even started yet.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And I'm already in super trouble.
Why is that?
What did you do?
Well, we have the results from Thunder Road last night.
Yeah.
And the biggest story of the year is missing.
What is that?
Young Hallstrom. You know Lisa? Yeah.
Oh, Lisa. Who? Yeah.
Yeah, my assistant.
Part of the WDEV family.
Yeah, and part of the WDEV family. Hard working person.
Yeah.
About 60 hours. No, seriously. Because she gets done here, and then she goes over to NBC, ABC, CBS, and the others. And you know the words that are not in the script? She types them in.
Oh, she's our personal assistant. She helps you out with stuff that you do with the network. Is that what you're saying?
No, she does this for the networks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And she can type about 200 words a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told somebody, and so now from Northfield, Vermont, all these shows that come on, and particularly the Sunday shows, that's her, that's Lisa. And, her son was racing at Thunder Road last night. I think it's only the third or fourth time he's been up there. Finished third in the main event.
Terrific.
And all we've got in this story is that, well, of course, Nicholas Sweet snatched the lead from D.J. Shaw, the fellow from Center Conway, New Hampshire, with 20 laps, 29, I guess it was. And then he pulled away with the prelude to the Milk Bowl 150 at Barry's Thunder Road. That was last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
kicking off the weekend for the Milk Bowl.
Kicking off the weekend for the Milk Bowl, right.
Kiss the cow.
Yeah. And who's going to kiss the cow? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Crassberry is Mike Martin. Defended his home track in the Honey Badger Bar and Grill Street Stock Series feature. What a good story this is, huh? But they missed young Holstrom. It's not in here.
Well.
I've gone through it twice, and I can't find it.
Oh, you got the Honey Badger Bar and Grill.
Yeah, well, you know, big stuff, I guess, which counts, and little people don't. Well, we have a splendid program for you this morning. All because that AJ called at 6:30 yesterday morning and asked me if I was awake. Well, of course I was awake, listening to WDEV, checking on the TV news now and then. And so I knew what was going to be the story of the day. And, of course, I was right. Mm-hmm. El Presidente is rushed off to the hospital. And the point being that now we can all take some satisfaction in it can happen to us. If it can happen to the President of the United States and Mrs. President, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can happen to anybody. And up until now, we thought he walked on water and or on whatever. And it didn't affect people like presidents and Mrs. Presidents, but it may have affected everyone else in the White House. And so people are going to be a lot more respectful about really putting some serious, serious concern in this whole business about the
virus?
Virus. Well, what's the other word for it?
COVID. 19.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that's mind-shattering? That's what we needed. We needed something to put a banner in front of to lead our campaign.
Create some urgency.
And create urgency that this ain't no joke. If it can happen to him, good Lord, it can happen to everybody. Good Lord. Okay?
Maybe out of respect, we shouldn't play Romp Through the Swamp today.
No,
I took it off.
Yeah, good.
We're not going to play Romping Through the Swamp when AJ calls up and hits me with that, hardly before I've had my orange juice and grape juice combination that gets the old thing percolating.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the getting things going, shall we get things going with some music this
Not
week?
Necessarily.
Oh, geez.
I told you about Mike Martin, didn't I?
Are we going back to Thunder Road now?
Well, I thought I'd just clean that up,
okay.
Finish it, yes.
All right.
Let's see, what else happened there? The Northeast Mini Stock Championship, Cody LeBlanc, Berlin, New Hampshire, bested the field to close out the night. Can you imagine all this racing in this weekend and it's under such a dither of weather? We don't know what we're getting. Are there people coming in? I feel like there's shadows all around us this morning, Jack. Into the studio.
Farmer Dave will be with us later on.
Oh, Farmer Dave is going to be here.
Yeah,
good.
He's just arrived.
And John Gilmore, we're going to celebrate his music. Did you read the Times Argus today?
I did. I sat down and read it.
What
morning.
A great article on
right.
John Gilmore. You know, the young man that we made so famous on WDEV with his children's program.
We did not make
Another
him famous.
Career
well, you know, he could sing pretty well. There's no question about that. But the notoriety did not come until he appeared here on Music to Go to the Dump. No, in this hour. This was his hour at one time. And he did those children's programs.
Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Yeah, okay. Well, you're not John Gilmore.
I know I'm not
he
John Gilmore.
He did require a modicum of talent.
He did, yes.
A modicum. The man is brilliant.
Yeah.
And there's a story about reason for being in his music. That's John Gilmore's reason for being.
Plus, he's a very nice man. Yeah. I really like him.
Yeah. All right, so we're not going to play him for a while, right?
We're going to play something this morning?
Well, I thought we'd
12 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Put another log on the fire.
I don't have that. You asked me that when you came in. I don't have that.
Mix me up some bacon and some beans.
So he's going to sing it.
Don't forget the... Okay.
Okay.
So like this? I beg your pardon. This is delicious.
Oh, the pumpkin.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
the pumpkin bread
yes.
That Mrs. Donovan sent in this morning.
I'll pass that along to her.
You're like a bloodhound. I tried to hide that.
I know you did.
Okay.
I saw you.
Did a lousy job.
I know.
I found it.
There's enough in there for everybody.
Keep sniffing. It's great stuff. All right, are we ready for the first musical selection of the day?
Well, which one did you want?
Oh, well, I wanted something that was sort of part of the music of the day, that kind of thing.
Well, that's a broad spectrum, isn't it?
No, it's not. Not in Vermont. We have so much talent here in Vermont. Have you heard my cousin David?
Yes.
David Rowell.
Yes, the big guy. Yeah.
Listen to this.
When things go bad, it's no fun, is it? That's not the way we like things in Vermont. Well, listen here, take my advice, Lee. Say these words and smile real nicely. That's just the way we like things in Vermont. Here's your hat, what's your hurry? Pack your bags, prepare to scurry. Your time. Left the seat up in the loop.
that great?
I do. I like that.
Garbage bags were flying this morning.
Why?
Look, to the rhythm. I mean, you just
mentioned that's true.
The back of the pickup and let her flow.
Yeah, that was David Rowell.
And Rick
my
and
cousin
the Ramblers
up in
Western
East Craftsbury.
Swing Band. Right?
Yeah. Big yellow barn up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to create something gorgeous, you know, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so he rebuilt that barn. Yeah. Did it all himself. Well, he got a little help now and then.
Having a little problem swallowing in there after you've been eating. How many of those have you had?
Only two.
12.
By the way, we have Kaya on the phone this morning.
Hey!
Kaya is on the phone?
Yes, she is.
Well, she's not here.
I know. Morning, Kaya.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Now, you had a little problem with Mr. Squire this morning?
He's talking very lovingly of Lisa. She's a wonderful woman.
Yes, she is.
Really is. She helps out a lot. But he talked about how fast she types, and you know that stuff on the TV, and she works for CBS and NBC and Fox and CNN and all of them.
Yeah, right.
It's closed captioning. That's what she does.
Yeah.
Closed captioning.
Yeah. It's art unto itself.
Think of
it. It's art unto itself. And she does it from Northfield, Vermont. From Northfield, Vermont. Brilliant.
I just wanted to put the correct title to you.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
That's
all.
That's
all. Do it in Vermont.
Oh, good.
She was trying to help you out.
Well, see, that's the lady side of boy, there's some big things happening with WDEV in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Are you familiar with any of that?
Well, yeah, we're not supposed to say anything about it until Monday, I guess.
Monday.
Yeah.
Well, that's good enough.
Because you're going to break everything, I'm sure, by the time this program is over, right?
Yeah. Loosely.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, Kaya, it's always a pleasure to have you join us.
I'm happy to hear your voice, Kaya.
I was waiting to see if he was going to spill the beans or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Me?
Well, that'll
me
probably
spill
happen.
The beans?
Yeah. Yeah.
We do.
So how long did it take us to get to our first song this morning, Kaya? Did you have any idea?
It was at least 13 minutes because I was standing by the stove making my tea, and I thought, play the music, play the music. Yeah. But it's going to be a root-tootin' good show. I can feel it, so I'm going to be on my way and let you boys get back to your job.
You boys.
That'll be a crusty cup of tea.
We need you girls every once in a while to set us
girls.
Straight.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, women.
That'll really help.
Yeah,
that'll really happen with a Tuesday morning.
Yeah,
that'll be great. You know what he said on the radio about us? Jeez,
the only one making points right now is Brent because he's being very polite.
That's because his microphone isn't working.
Thank you, Kyle. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right.
You fellas have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you, love.
Bye-bye.
Are you going to ride your bike today?
I don't know. Right now I'm watching a cardinal on the patio trying to eat seeds. It's quite fascinating.
Mm. I do that a lot at home, too, yeah. Watch the birds.
Yeah.
All right, Kaya, thank you.
Are you kidding, Jack?
Okay.
I do. We have a bird feeder. Well, we don't feed the birds. I feed them on the ground. Ground feeders.
Ground feeders. Yeah. So much better, and it saves the bears.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So
you know, you just put it out there.
Yep.
But you put it in one of those little trays or something like that, and you've got a bear.
Okay.
Right there on the back stoop.
Uh-huh.
You know, bears are the attention worldwide. Yellowstone Park.
Why?
Because a 24-year-old sow, which is incredible to begin with, came out of hibernation this year with 4 cubs, which is a total abnormality. And she has been bringing the cubs along all summer and has gotten international attention, 1 because of her age and 2 because of the number of cubs. As she raises the cubs, because you know the male grizzly oftentimes kills the cubs during mating season.
Yeah.
So she walks them near the roadway because the male bears won't come down. And the story is incredible. The photographs are great, but it is an international story about the sow grizzly and her 4 cubs. They call them the Fab Five.
No kidding.
They call them the what?
Fab Five. And by the way, as I read this week, grizzlies are now eating 20,000 calories a day to prepare for hibernation. How about that?
How about that, Jack?
Yeah, 20,000 calories. That's a lot of calories.
Sort of sounds like you.
Okay.
All right, let's move along. Do we have any announcements from the important people?
Very few. But we have a few announcements, yes, coming up this morning.
All right.
So you can pick out another selection for us, if you would, please. Okay.
Well, I was thinking of the Horn Lake, Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church, but I guess we can't do that now.
Why can't you?
Well, because that's... It's not on my order of repertoire of music.
You know, I was impressed with the governor on Friday when he started his press conference by suggesting we all try some kindness and some patience. What a great way to open that press conference. I was so impressed with our governor.
And be sure to get yourself a maple creamy before this.
Absolutely. We're in maple creamy heaven here, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What part of the dimension of Radio Free Vermont has all of this circulated from?
I think it's time to go to church. What do you think?
Can we do it now?
Yeah. Oh, we all need a little
before I go.
Well, yeah, before we get to the hymn of the day.
Oh, that's later on. Yeah.
Yes.
And Lord knows when that'll come.
But the more important part is that again and again throughout the day you hear music that is a tribute to Vermonters and what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Music and this is one of those songs.
Music to Sling Garbage.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess we're going to church now, huh? Here we go.
It was a hot Sunday morning, the middle of July. The choir was singing about the sweet by and by. And everybody was a-swaying, sweating in the heat. We all bowed our heads down as the preacher took his seat. My sister and my brother stood next to my mother in the quiet at the close of the verse. And that's when Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake, Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. Sister rolled her eyes back, my brother bit his lip, my cousin just behind us whispered, "Hey, who let it rip?" I stuck my face in my shirt sleeve, I stared down at my shoes. Lord, you could hear a pin drop as we stood there in the pew. Heads were a-turning, eyes were a-burning, Mama stuck her nose in her purse. After Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake, Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. He cut the big one. It was a stinker. Then he broke the silence with a snicker. And us kids started laughing till we thought we was all gonna burst. After Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake, Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. He said the devil made me do it. Mama said it was the liver worst. That's why Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake, Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church.
Well, it just as easily could have been the Wolcott Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great. Oh, by the way, we have our friend from East Corinth joining us this morning. He just called in.
East Corinth?
Yeah.
We have a friend in East Corinth?
Yeah.
Oh, the multimillionaire.
No, I didn't know he was that rich.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, all those people that own ski areas are, you know, rolling in it, so to speak.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wade, are you rich?
I'm rich in stature. So, what we are rich in is we are rich in the volunteerism that keeps Northeast Slopes running.
Yes.
Season to season. That's where.
But it's not running in this season.
No. Well, we're going to.
Really?
Really?
But we've got to kick off our regular preseason maintenance schedule and the volunteers that keep it going. And so we're doing a shout out for those valuable volunteers that we can't live or operate without. Next Saturday and the following Saturday, 9-1, it's weed whack and brush clearing and lift maintenance season.
Well, then you could move up to our place.
Yeah, right, right.
My show, huh?
Yeah. Now, we've been at it. We've got some lodge renovations going on this year, which just
really?
Well, we're not going to change anything. We're not going to change a darn thing. No, we're not changing anything. We're going to leave it just as it is, but we're putting a new roof on and something a little bit different for heat and new toilets, new low volume flush toilets. But
low volume.
Mm-hmm. Low volume flush toilets, but high velocity. Those things would strip the bark off a maple log.
I don't think I want to sit on that.
And only use a third of the water. That's one of the problems.
Holy smokes.
Big crowd. So, yeah, holy smokes. So we are putting a shout out. We'll put it on a Facebook website, too. But we're having a work bee, and we do no tractors or anything. We got that all taken care of, Otterman's and Dave Allen and some of the other guys. So they do the brush hogging of the main slope, but we got to get in where it's real steep and with weed whackers and loppers and trimmers and do some branch work and get the trails pushed back and a little bit of lift maintenance. But we got a little time. It hasn't snowed yet. That's not coming until Thursday. Yeah.
I think it might be of interest for the public to know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, Northeast Slopes, our little volunteer ski area, oldest continually run rope tow in probably North America.
That's true. That's true. Yes.
Yeah. The
we're
rope
so
is up.
Proud
that's
to be part
ready
of
to
it.
Go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
World's fastest rope tow, too.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it is the world's fastest. We set up a WDV was there, covered it live a number of years ago, and we fired up
awful.
That old fort and ran that rope tow till it was ready to fly off the spindles.
Yeah, and instead of it flowing off and into the weeds, the ones that flow into the woods were those poor people that were on the rope tow.
Yeah, and every one of them can now tie their shoes without bending over. So, but that's what we're doing, and we want to put a little shout out. It's, every year we get new and interesting people from direct connection of announcements on the dump show, both lift operators and volunteers that come help us do our agricultural work over there.
Okay.
And we're hoping to do the same again this year, even with everything that's going on. You know, bring a mask. If you're, you know, once you get on the hill and get spread out, you're okay. But if we're together or congregating at the bottom, please wear a mask and keep our 6 feet, and just like we're supposed to do. And that's how we'll be skiing this year, too.
You think the president will show up this year?
I hope so. Yeah, we've got a big pair of boots and waxed up pair of skis ready for him to grab the rope toe if he so desires.
Oh, boy, that would be something, wouldn't it,
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, we had Rusty Dewees down there last year.
Well, that's the next best thing.
He learned all about rope toes and what to do and what not to do. But you want your skis straight in line before you grab that thing. Of course, you'll have your. They do have lawn sales in the winter.
That's where the song Rupture comes from instead of Rapture. Yeah.
But it is a shout out. We cannot survive without the volunteers. We have a lot of fun and frivolity and talk about this and that and what WDV comes down. But it's the volunteers behind the scene that make the whole thing happen for sure.
So, what time do you want them to arrive, or should they call you?
9 o'clock.
Show up?
They can come down by 9 o'clock. We'll go till a little after lunch till 1 o'clock. And, we'll probably have something to eat. Bring a little lunch. Bring hydration because our lodge is, we're closed up. We can't let people inside. We won't be cooking right now. And those will be some regulations we'll come up with before winter when ski season comes and let everybody know just what to expect. But our all-natural snow, rope toes, and T-bar will be spinning as usual with just a little extra, little extra distance. And I want to shout out to, do you know Romaine Tenney?
Do you know Romaine?
That's a story that Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys wrote about some years back.
And this year especially, I think we can think back to Romaine Tenney.
It's about the interstate, wasn't it?
About the interstate, and maybe what it would be like if Romaine Tenney had proved victorious of stopping the interstate. Because we don't have all the tourists that we normally have this year for foliage. And if he'd had it his way, that's just exactly what it would have been. And gee whiz, maybe it'd been all right.
Whereabouts was it that he wanted to stop it?
A Scutney. Yeah, right off exit.
Where they built
8 down there. Yeah.
The big mountain.
You can go now, right? Get off the exit and then make a homage, a little pilgrimage down there. There is one maple tree left from the Tenney Farm standing right next to the pavement in the parking ride off exit 8 down there, and it's the Romaine Tenney tree, and it is in bad shape. They're trying to save it. It's a big old majestic maple. It still has leaves and foliage, and But they get it fenced off because the branches are dropping off. And but anybody that doesn't know Romaine Tenney, you know, you can Google it up, listen to Banjo Dan, and maybe you can play that next week.
You know what? We ought to play that.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Why couldn't I do it this morning?
Song. And unfortunately, he was a man true to his word. He only farmed with horses, never had a tractor, never had a car, and just by himself, a family farm. And he was true to his word that he would live there all his life, and he did.
And he did. And then he nailed
the interstate
door
came through the next day.
Yeah, that's right.
So, out to some of the old Vermonters like that that just didn't care for the progress and
left.
Thought it was just as well without it, but it came through anyway.
Left. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, maybe we'll see people next Saturday, and if not, the Saturday after.
All right. Close. Okay. Now that's in the town of
East Corinth, right on Route 25.
Yeah. You always need to say that because
there's a sign out front and four big red buildings.
Right next to the road, you can't miss it.
Right next to the road, four big red buildings
and
a northeast slope sign.
Well, they're not exactly big. They're just buildings next to the road.
And the other two came from the movie, where the covered bridge from the movie Beetlejuice.
That's right.
Repurposed, as Vermonters always do.
Mm-hmm.
Romaine would have been proud.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Bringing us back and giving us some history and memories of the past in East Corinth, Vermont. And that's where they're going to be working next week. How many years have you people been doing that?
Oh, since 36. So
really?
Yeah, and started in 36 as well. So however many that is.
Well, we don't want to check your arithmetic.
84, 5, something like that. We never quite catch WDEV. We tried, but we can't catch WDEV.
Yeah, we'll be 90 next year.
90, so I think we're
That's
5.
That's right, 90 next year.
Yep.
What are we going to do about that?
Have a party at Northeast Slopes.
Hey, there's a good idea.
Now, there's a very good idea.
We could do a remote like we always do and do it right during one of our festivals. And
hard to find a more remote place.
That's right.
Over there.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody have a good weekend. Get out and see the leaves, but don't come to East Corinth because they're all gone. Somebody stole them.
Okay.
Last week. And
wait a minute.
What?
Has there been another theft over there in East Corinth?
Well, I think so because we went out and changed the leaves from green to colored. It was absolutely fantastic. And then we woke up after the rainstorm. Somebody came through in the middle of the night and took them all off.
Now, there's a sadness.
Yeah. But just several miles from here in any direction, the foliage is brilliant and spectacular. It's just not here.
You know, we have security around here, police and so forth, well trained. We ought to send some of those over to assist you because
it was pretty brazen after what happened down to the corner store here this summer.
What? What was that?
Well, that guy that held up the store and little tiny Sue whacked him side the head and stole his toy gun, and then several men from the community chased him up the road and beat him up in the woods. And
and he's never been seen since.
Well, no, they got him. They ended up getting him. Yeah.
That's how they do things like that here in Vermont.
Apparently so.
Say, that sounds like John Gailman.
Yeah, oh, it sounds like Dave Rowell to me.
Dave Rowell, All right, well, everybody have a good weekend. And
all right, you too.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
all right. Take care, Wade.
Now, that's serious because that's one of those areas that really means a lot.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't cost much. Kids get to enjoy skiing and find out what it's all about. Whew.
Well, Farmer Dave has arrived, and he's going to join us in just a few moments. I think you wanted to hear a song about what this program is all about. If you're a dumper, if you like this program and you adhere to some of the principles that we have here.
You're talking about one of the classics of
I'm
the
a dumper.
Radio program.
I'm a this one goes back, I have no idea, before I got here, I think.
Oh, 50 years at least.
Really? Yeah. Is it really? Who does it? Do you have any idea? Just somebody who came in off the street or what?
Yeah. So much of that here in WDEV.
And particularly during this program.
Yes.
Dumper, I'm a dumper, and it's not where I prefer to be. Saturday morning, I'm aimed for the dump with a load of trash we created this week. I'd rather be watching football, but say, I gotta toss all this detritus away. I'm a dumper, and I love someone who's near to me. I'm a dumper, and it's not where I prefer to be. My marching orders head off to the dump.
barrels of trash taking up all my trunk. The attendant says that it's all very well, but their yard is beginning to swell. I'm a duffer, and I love someone who's near to me. I'm a duffer, and it's not where I prefer to be. Where do I stash this truckload of trash? I'm due back home, so I'd better think fast. Then a brainstorm occurs to me fast. Dump it at the State House, the source of all trash. I'm a duffer, and I love someone who's near to me. I'm a duffer, and it's not where I prefer to be.
Oh, it just ended just like that. My gosh.
Ended like that?
It's not going to work, obviously.
Glad you checked all these out.
Well, you know, I knew we were going to come back to me, and weren't you? Paid to do. You want to see my paycheck, folks.
Okay, so can we go to a classic, a toolbox classic?
Oh, Farmer Dave is here.
Oh, Farmer Dave is here.
Yes.
And it's the real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Good morning, Farmer Dave.
Morning, Kenley.
See, yeah. I can't see down the hall and around the corner.
Well, we're socially distancing this morning.
That's right. Well, you know, we're in keeping with all that's going on in the world about us.
Well, the fact you can't see me is all right, because I put the mask on. I look better anyway. Uh-huh. I do have a face for radio.
We've all known that, yes.
Well, we've all talked about that. Yeah. What's up?
Well, Ken, as you know, I'm suffering from, I guess you call it, I don't know if you call it empty nest syndrome. I call it empty barn syndrome, because we homeschooled the boys last Monday. Guy came down to the farm, and we did what we had to do, and a week or so, we'll go down and pick them up in one-pound packages.
Oh, for pity's sake. You know, that's the kind of information that the average listener doesn't understand. Vermonters do, of course. But,
yeah, we do. And, yeah. I mean, everybody thinks you go to Shaw's or wherever, and you that's where you get your hamburger and steaks. Well, no. That's where they may end up, but that ain't where they came from.
Yeah, so. That's right. Okay. So yeah. Why are we talking about this?
Well, because...
It's kind of a savage...
I have a hard time with it, Ken, because to me, they're like 800-pound dogs with horns that go moo. You know, I deal with them twice a day.
Dogs that have horns. Just, yeah,
but I haven't had to shovel any bull manure since they left, and I'm okay with that. Although you'd think being a politician, bull manure would be right up my alley. But
well, why don't you wait a week or two, and there'll be a lot of politicians available to do just that, because they can't all win.
No,
although they promise same. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd even want the job. I mean, I know I'm running for as a gubernatorial candidate.
Gubernatorial candidate, yeah. Well, everyone knows that. We don't have to, that's old ground just being reseeded. Yeah.
So, Kenley, I see there was another fatality, so to speak, of the COVID-19. That was the Wheels for Warmth program that our good governor
started. Saw that last week.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
That's sad. However, the program that the undecided Cal Party came up with,
yes,
Tires for Fires, is still going.
Tires now, for Fires.
Yeah. It's not like Wheels for Warmth where you all get together and there's a whole bunch of tires and you go through. No. You get in your rig and you drive around on the back roads and you'll see like there might be two, maybe one. Maybe even if you're lucky, you're going to get a set of four tires right out next to the road and they're free. Free heat. Nothing is better than that. Now, what I've done is we've created a stove called the Bigfoot. because
the Bigfoot.
Well, yeah, they keep talking about how we got to reduce our carbon footprint, and I'm kind of old school. I think bigger's better, so we call it Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot. Yeah.
Now, the Bigfoot, depending on what you put in it for a tire to the fire, depends on what you get out of it for heat. For instance, let's say it's a little chilly tonight. You want to take the chill off. Well, okay, let's throw a wheelbarrow tire in there. Just enough to bring the temperature up in the house, and then it goes out. But if you know some of them guys up to Thunder Road, and I'm sure the governor must get a good deal on this stuff, get yourself one of them racing slicks, one of them nice white. I call that an all-nighter. It's in for the long haul.
Oh, long haul.
You know, right. and then big fat. It gives a whole new meaning to the term smoking a big fat one.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean, Ken? Now, if you dare, I can do this because I've got Lord knows how many of these tires hanging around. Rear tires off the back of a tractor. They're pretty good size. Now, if you dare to put one of these into your Bigfoot stove, prepare to open all the doors and windows in the house.
Because
this thing will drive you right out of the house. As much heat. I like to call it global warming.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I realize we're not getting a tourist this year that we normally get.
Yeah.
But if you come up to Vermont and you're driving around on some of the back roads and you see this black smoke coming out of the chimney,
yes,
you have had a Bigfoot sighting. Now go home.
Now go home. Oh, that's nice. Ah, Bigfoot sighting.
Bigfoot sighting.
Okay.
It's heat that's hard to beat.
It's heat that's hard to beat. Okay, I've got that.
Yep.
Okay.
The Bigfoot.
Well, let's hope we can get back on track next year anyway with this. I mean, that's a great program. What is it, 15 or 16 years that he's been running?
Yeah, he's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wheels for Warmth. Sad to see it go away.
And the governor, you know, created it.
He did.
Back when he was just Phil Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14 at Thunder Road.
Right.
Two or three time champion. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you now, I enjoyed the gubernatorial debate between him and Zuckerman.
Yeah, why?
You talk about it was civil. Them folks down in Washington, D.C. could learn a whole lot from the folks up here in Vermont. I'll tell you that right now. I tried watching that presidential debate. About 30 seconds, I had to change. No, I can't stand this. Then you go back hoping it'd get better. No, it didn't. That poor moderator. That guy had no more control over that debate than the man in the moon. I think maybe they need to hook him up with shock collars. They work on dogs. If they're barking, you just push a little button and they stop.
Oh, no, I can hear it now.
Yeah, me too. Well, some thoughts from Farmer Dave this morning. How about that?
Hey, we got any music today?
Well, we've had some sterling pieces of music this morning.
Yeah.
Did we do the John Gilmore song yet?
We have not.
You did see that last night, the All-Star Series came to Thunder Road,
yes.
Super Late Models,
yep.
Third straight year,
mm-hmm.
And guess who won?
I don't know.
Nick Sweet. Nick Sweet pulled it off. It was a great race right down to the end, and Sweet snatched the lead from the point leader, DJ Shaw of Central Conway, New Hampshire, when it was down to about 20 laps to go. And then he pulled away to win the prelude to the Milk Bowl, which is Sunday, and that's the grand one. That's the big one, and I hope you're all going to be there. And if you can't be there, you can listen on WDEV, and, of course, it's on television, and you can, you can get the details by calling Thunder Road, and they'll tell you all about how you get hitched up to get it. They do a pretty good job.
So you're going to be doing some of the work tomorrow with Lee, is that it? I understand.
Or? Well, I'm going to help him.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So that
give me an excuse to go.
Broadcast on WDEV, by the way, is Sunday at 1 right here.
At 1 o'clock, yeah.
Radio Vermont.
And no one understands about why that race is so important.
58 years, is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Wow.
A long time.
Yeah, it is.
A long time. The Turek is, what, 61 years now? Something like that. And I can't remember that stuff. But this is the one that's in three segments.
Yes.
And if the pole sitter starts off the first one, and sometimes they're fortunate enough to win his first, That inverts the field, and they go to the rear for the second of the three segments. And if that fellow should win it again, well, he'd only have 2 points. 1 point for the first segment and 1 point for the second segment. Mm-hmm. Then it would go on to the third segment. And if he could win that, he'd be the third one in history to win all three. You can't do it. Well, Robbie Crouch, the Tampa Tornado, did it. He may help us on the
Oh, that'd be great. Huh? Yeah, on the broadcast, yeah.
Well, he'd better.
Oh, boy.
Came into town, ran away with my daughter.
And, shall we get back to John? Speaking of John Gilmore, didn't he sing at your daughter's wedding?
Oh, gosh, was he good.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's good at everything.
Yes, he is.
You know, you can't deny John Gilmore.
So what Ken is alluding to was there's a, and you pick up a weekend section of the Times Argus Rutland Herald, their Sunday edition. They all do a great job on the arts section. Always feature a lot of local Vermont performers, stories about what they're doing, what their latest project is, sometimes little bio pieces, but really gives you a feel for how much music there is here in Vermont and how much talent there is here in the Green Mountain States.
Art Edelstein.
Yeah, and he's one of the folks who has created, he's a musician himself, and so he knows a lot of these people. So he wrote that great article, as he wrote the one last week about Danny Cohn as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
That was a great article about Danny Cohn, and this is a pretty good one, too, about John Gilmore. And they're cut of the same cloth. They're really good musicians, and they're creative and fun.
And John's been doing here in Vermont. I think he came in the early 70s, and he quickly became a friend of WDEV when I had the live show, Vermont Live. He was one of my first guests on here, and just about every year after that, he came on and did about an hour with us of his music. It's always fun.
And there was always new material.
Yep.
And it was good material. Do we have an example of John Gilmore we could stir up and put in here?
We sure do.
All right.
All right.
Well, I've been begging for the blues since the days of Eve and Adam. Because I've been trying to write the blues. And it's hard when you ain't had 'em. Well, these days I'm getting mighty close, but I can't seem to stay morose for long. When I sing this song, I'm gonna die with a smile if it kills me. I'm gonna guzzle life's wine till it fills me. 'Cause today might be my last dawn breaker. And if tonight I meet my maker, I'm gonna dress all up, take her around the town. Well, life to some's a golf shot if your first attempt don't make it. A stroke is all you lose. Drop a new life and start naked. Well, I got no time to play that way. Never like golf anyway at all. That hole's too small. I'm gonna die with a smile and it kills me. Gonna guzzle life's wine till it fills me. 'Cause today might be my last dawn breaker. And if tonight I meet my maker, smile's not insipid like the one on the button. And to have a nice day bumper sticker makes me want to sin. To laughter I'm addicted, and the grin that I'm a glutton for has nothing artificial, 'cause the grinning is within. Today I read the morning blues, and the typeset tears got to me. But I'm determined to refuse, let it keep me down and do me. Well, I know I can't clean up the mess, but I sure as hell can't help depress. So I'm gonna seize the time. I'm gonna die with a smile if it kills me. Gonna guzzle life's wine.
John Gallimore. I'm going to die with a smile on my face if it kills me.
He's so good for Vermont.
He is.
He steals from everybody, but everybody does, right? There's a little of Pete Seeger and Peter Paul and Mary and who else? Smokey Robinson, The Temptations. It's a little Aretha is in there, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Those are some of his folks that he really...
And Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. But he has a lot of great
original... That's what Art Edelstein wrote about.
He has a lot of great original material as well. Yeah.
And then he spent all of those years here on WDEV with a one-hour children's program, which he flew all over heaven's only place, Vermont, and kept finding these one-room schools, and there would be these children. And he would sing for them that day, and then they would join him in play as they sang their songs, and he carried on. It was the darndest show you ever heard. And he says that entertainment was always been a rush for him. But he rushed right out and found more entertainment over and over again. So now he did that COVID-19, which is kind of a downer, isn't it? But he says it helped me stay sane, viable, and helpful to me, requiring myself with my repertoire, as well as relearning songs, said Gallimore. The reason I get from Facebook, the response I get from Facebook, friends, is people are depending on it and moved by it. It's a nice story.
Yeah. He posts a song every day on Facebook, and he has been doing it pretty much since the COVID-19 situation.
Oh, my heart. He's 72.
Oh, yeah.
He's an older person.
I know.
You know, well, the
but young at heart.
Well, you know, you got to be young and full of beans. And 72? You might as well be your grandfather, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Can we get to a commercial here and continue along with our
program? I guess, well, of course we can, yes.
A nice story about John Gamble dwelling on the 72. For crying out loud.
Huh?
My Lord.
Well, no, but you know what it is?
What?
It's the maturity of so much that he's come up with. And, of course, it's only a copy of what he is thinking himself these days. I'd like to have him sing at my funeral. Huh? Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, yeah.
I bet he'd come up with a number.
That would be just the song for it. I could die with a smile on my face if it kills me, right?
An election year already defined by a cascade of national crises descending further into chaos. Friday, President Trump quarantined at a military hospital with the coronavirus after consistently playing down the thing. Oh, it'll go away. It'll go away. Yeah, that's what we were waiting for. There was only 15 cases at one time. It's going to go away, and then brighter days are going to come. Baloney, huh?
Well, we're a couple of minutes past 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, I just thought I'd get that in there because this wonderful story about the quarantine raising doubts. But what it did was it brought forth, as AJ pointed out, that that particular ailment, as it has for thousands of years, takes no quarter. It goes where it wishes, and we have not much to do about it except to sustain our life and try to be better people and live a different way than getting in the way of this awful, awful thing. Hmm?
All right.
Okay.
Did you want to play Flatnose, the tree-climbing dog, at some point?
Oh, we're going to do that for the hymn of the day?
No, we can do both if you want, or you can just do him.
Well,
the
I
day.
Don't want to. This is your seed in your program.
You do it every week, and you
the Outlaw Saturday Morning. Everybody is waiting, sitting there on the end of their toes.
How many times have we got off at 10 o'clock, Farmer Dave?
I can probably count that on one hand and not use any fingers at all.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
Well, Mr. Squire, it's your program. So
No, it's your program.
You tell
too.
Me what you want.
We've been doing this now for over 50 years.
No, we have not.
Yeah, well, pretty close.
Yeah, whatever. So you want to drop kick me Jesus, or do you want to hear from Flat Nose, the tree climbing dog?
I think we better have Flat Nose. We haven't heard Flat Nose for so long. This is the real. Wait a minute, it's not there. He's stirring about trying to find Flat Nose, the tree climbing dog. Oh, imagine that. I had it here in my little studio. So some of the little people that work here, yeah, those little elves, came rushing around the corner. And in case you've ever missed it, is it there? It hasn't fallen out of the sleeve, has it? Flat Nose, the tree-climbing dog. It's one of those things you'd never forget for the rest of your life. And, there's trouble. Trouble afoot. What's the matter now? He's coming back. We may go right to him time, friends. Hold on. Holder Jack is now back in the super studio. All right? Let's see what's going to transpire. Stay tuned. That's part of the fun of the friendly pioneer voice of Northern New England. What the hell are we going to do now? All right?
Oh, man of little patience here. If you'd had things the way they're supposed to be, we wouldn't have a problem this morning. But that's all right. Okay. I think we're all set now. This lovely story for all of you canine lovers out there.
Whew. Boy, that was close.
Yeah.
Climbing up to heaven.
Climbing up to heaven.
Climbing up to heaven.
Climbing up to heaven.
Well, dogs can do a lot of tricks like playing dead and fetching sticks. I've even heard of dogs that talk and sing. And if you've got you one of those, well, you could brag some, I suppose. But before you do, just let me say one thing. Well, there's a flat-nosed dog from South Carolina, and there ain't one in the world no finer. I tell you, friends, that dog's a sight to see. He don't play dead and he don't fetch sticks, but he can do a miracle trick. And believe it or not, that dog can climb a tree. He's a miracle dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory.
Climbing up to heaven on a log.
Bound for glory.
Precious dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory.
Flat nose the tree climbing dog. About your dog to me, cause I know a dog that can climb a tree, and there ain't one like him anywhere around. His name's Flat Nose, cause his nose is flat, and he not only trees a cat, he climbs that tree and brings the cat back down. He's a miracle dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory. Climbing up to heaven on a log.
Precious dog.
Hallelujah.
Climbing dog.
Glory, glory. Flat Nose the tree climbing dog.
Yes, yes, he's a miracle.
Up to heaven on a log.
Where's my love?
Precious dog.
Glory, glory.
Climbing dog.
Precious Krishna. That's Flat Nose the tree climbing dog. He's Flat Nose the tree climbing dog.
Gosh, that's so
unbelievable.
Good. Isn't that great?
Great. We never mentioned who does this. It's a group out of Texas called the Austin Lounge Lizards. And what harmony they have, too.
Yeah, they were great.
Yep.
I don't think they're around anymore.
I don't know. This goes back quite a few years.
We've got to look that up.
The late 90s. Yeah.
Because if they're not around, we could probably give it to one of our Vermont groups and claim it.
Oh, God.
Well, we could, of course, do that with the Vermont Hymn of the Day, which is what is next.
Farmer Dave, you all set in there?
I am falling asleep. To go.
Farmer Dave's the only one who knows all the words, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, okay. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, back again to the conclusion of another thrilling, exciting romance.
Romance.
In the adventurous world of musical entertainment, right?
Okay, whatever you say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hymn time is when we all gather together, bow our heads, bow your head, Jack, and close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope you're not driving the car. All right.
I know, I'd bow my head, and I pray for forgiveness after singing this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We try. We try.
Just saying.
Well, it's only our effort on behalf of Radio Free Vermont to add some inspiration into your life. Yes, friends, it's hymn time. Hymn time.
That was
hymn time.
These are cute, yeah.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over in the left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Tell it all, brother.
Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly temptations.
You gotta hear a Farmer Dave in the background.
I've got the will, Lord, if you got the
See, he knows all the words. Darn him.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over in neither left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Someday we'll get it right.
Yeah, I know.
Take all the brothers who've gone on before.
Go, Farmer Dave.
All of the sisters who've knocked on your door. All of the party dear loved ones of mine. Stick a little up front in the offensive line.
Talk about a train wreck.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over in the left or the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
One more time.
One more time.
Yeah, dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
You know, that's one of those old tent songs.
I know it is.
Yeah,
yes.
When they used to bring the tent to town and everybody went down for the service on a Wednesday or Thursday night.
Right.
Remember those? No, you don't, because you're a city boy. Yeah, all right. But that song would have been perfect in that particular venue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why do you say I'm a city boy?
Well, aren't you from Massachusetts, for heaven's sake?
Well, there's places in Massachusetts other than Boston, you know.
Well, yeah, there's Worcester.
No.
What a mess that is. I beg your pardon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Worcester. I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Well, it's not Worcester. It's Worcester.
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 Worcester? Is that where you smart park?
Park
all right, Now, we're not going to be making friends.
Harvard Square.
We're not going to be making friends
yeah.
if we're making enemies
oh,
with language people say in other states.
Yeah.
Because they say we have an accent. Do we?
Well, of course, that's because they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we will know.
What's that?
Or we do know.
What's that?
Is that hopefully we'll be here next week. Right around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
For another version of
whatever
this great
is. Yeah.
Classical program.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Kennelly Dean Squire here on WDEV.
Thanks, Farmer Dave.
Thank you, Farmer Dave, with this weekly tribute.
Yes.
To
Buster.
Buster. Oh, I couldn't remember his name.
I remember
God,
Buster.
I loved him.
There's a picture in here.
And
right
Marie. Oh, there he is on the wall. The
there
Wonder
is.
Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.